Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up. Ladies and gentlemen,
Cass and Budge.
It goes like this.
Yes, happy Friday, everybody. Happy R&B Fridays. We have made it. We have done the week justice. Well, I hope. But you still got Friday to get through. I mean, it's not all said and done. So, to get you through that, we've got R&B Fridays. We've got some bangers coming up. We've got Shaggy, Post Malone. We've got The Works. But also, this weekend is huge for us here at Hit FM and for the Mid-North Coast. Slice of Haven is on this Sunday. Bodge and Christy are going to be live from 10 to 2. And guess what? 75 years. Since Bob Hope and his crew made an emergency landing on the Camden Haven River. Now, you may have heard all about that and you're thinking, well, Bob Hope was well before my time, but he was such a legend. He literally had we spoke to the organizer the other day, and his lemon meringue pie apparently is off chops. He's also, this is where he learned how to do the hokey pokey, and he took that back around the world. So this year, it's a dollop of indulgence and a dash of Hollywood. So Slice of Haven on from 10 to 4. And Bodge and Christy will be there live from 10 to 2. It's going to be a very big weekend here in the Mid-North Coast. And also, I want to chat about peer pressure. Got peer pressured last night to go into the pub. And it was for a good reason. But yes, I'm going to need a couple of coffees, I feel like, this morning. But first, let's get into Wow by Post Malone. We're chatting all things multi-sport next. You're on Hit this morning. Happy Friday.
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast.
Now, Fridays, yes, it's R&B Fridays, but multi-sport always happens like clockwork every Thursday night. Now, it's not often that I can come into work and say, well, hang on, we won. And, like, a lot of people think we're boasting, but we just do not often win. Like, I absolutely love the team. And, yeah, granted, some weeks we probably don't win because of me. But last night was a team effort and a half. We came out on top. I think the score was, like, 16-13. Oh, I never look at the end. But, yes, we won is the point. Firstly, I want to chat about three things. The fact that we won, congrats to us. But secondly, peer pressure. After we won, everyone was like, okay, this never happens. We've all got to go to the pub, have a beer and celebrate. And I was like, guys, I'm just so tired. Like, I almost slept through multi-sport because I was having to sleep in the afternoon and they just were not copying it. So I feel like if I, you know, fall asleep right now, then it's on them. Peer pressure really got real. It wasn't one of them. It was three of them. And I'm half to blame here because I let them get the better of me. Was I happy once I was at the pub having a beer? 100%. When I was waking up this morning? Not 100%. Also, couples therapy. Now, Christy from our hit squad and her partner Michael are on our multi-sport team, and they're both very competitive. And that competitive is probably an understatement, but the sport we played last night was European handball, and it's like this squishy ball, probably like double the size of a tennis ball, and it's like netball. You just can't step with the ball. You have to play, you just have to catch the ball, no stepping, continue on. And then, of course, you can run. And it takes a while for me to get used to that because I'm just not used to it. Also, you can't obviously step in certain areas, whether you're a 1, 2, or 3. Now, Michael, Christy's partner, went into the goals and he let a couple in, but the other team were playing very well and they had some pretty hard shots. And honestly, if they put me in goals, I honestly would have had to leave. I just can't. I can't do it. So anyone else who's in goals is in, like, they're doing pretty well in my books. Christy just kept going, Michael, I reckon you should step back, or I reckon you should do this. And the whole team, we were all just cacking up. Michael was like, you go in. And Christy was like, no. And they were bickering about the fact that Michael was letting in goals. Now, you'd have to think that, you know, we've actually got another couple on the team, Josh and Lauren, and Josh was in goals just before, and Lauren was cheering on Josh, all cutesy and everything like that. Then you look over at Christy and Michael. I'm telling you, after that, I think I need to go in on their couples therapy, quite seriously. The other thing about European handball, I feel like every time you do it, you know, you get more used to it, but you have to underarm throw to get into the goals. Do you think that my arm would stay down? No, it just kept going up into a pitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Now, this morning, I have seen something that has made me very, very, very happy that now we have proof to back us up. All right, scientists have done a study. They've conducted this study of 500 men and women. It was over in Germany. And they performed a series of variety of different tasks. So men and women did, and this is in the workplace, whether it was maths-related tasks or verbal. The purpose of this study was to see whether or not women or men worked better in offices that were at a cool temperature or at a hot temperature. Now, the thermostat, it is the age-old debate. I'm sorry, but here at Hit FM, we have like thermostat wars probably every day. This study, though, over in Germany, found that higher temperatures perform better with women, but for men, it was actually the reverse. So, you know, they perform better in colder workplaces. Now, this does explain why, because a lot of men wear suits to work or like long shirts. That it feels like the end. But I feel like 13, 12, 16, if you prefer to work in a warmer workplace or a cold workplace, let me know. Sometimes I kind of like to wear a couple of jackets or whatever. It does make you feel a bit more cozy. But then other people, I asked someone in the workplace yesterday and they were just like, well, I have a feeling that it just kind of puts you to sleep, you know what I mean? It can go either way. I feel like, you know, we can never get the thermostat right here at Hit FM. It's always a war in the mornings, just like today. You know, I've come in, you know, wearing three layers, as I do, even though it's only 10 degrees in Port Macquarie, but I do feel like it's the end. So that is an age-old debate. The thermostat, you've heard it. Women prefer better. They work better. It's a legit fact now in higher temperatures. And men work better when it feels like ice age.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jollo.
Okay, good morning, Lee. Now, we have had a surprise guest who usually doesn't pop in till 8 o'clock. We've got someone from our office, Rach. Good morning, Rach.
Good morning, guys.
Now, this is a first. You've actually never been on air with us. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sorry to, like, slot you right in here, but I was like, you have to come on because I just said before that we don't have Bodge, of course, today. So you're going to be playing for Bodge. So in fake news, what you have to do is guess Lee Jollo's fake news. Two are true and one is fake. Is that correct, Lee?
That's exactly right. Rachel, do you think you're up to it? This is going to be hectic.
Yeah, I know. I'll give it a go.
Rach, it seriously gets hectic. Okay, Lee, take us away.
Okie dokie. So in the UK, a woman's decision to go to a party has controversially cost her parents their marriage. The woman, who lived with her parents and goes unnamed, made some bad life choices and ended up with herpes. That might be bad enough, but what's worse, her parents weren't told about it and her father used her razor. He then got herpes. The wife thought there was an affair going on and left him, and still the girl opted not to tell them the truth.
Okay, well, it's come out now, mate.
Well, she's gone unnamed.
She's anonymous.
She's anonymous.
What a devil child. All right, continue.
Astonishing. A family in the US has had an unusual run-in with an alligator. While on holiday in Miami, they spotted the alligator taking an interest in the family dog. Thankfully, the pair were kept separated, but later on, the tame reptile was located in the pool, lounging on a blow-up alligator. The hilarious image is now taking off on social media. The gator was subsequently relocated.
Lee's calling it a gator. All right, you serious about that?
I don't know, maybe
I'm trying to trick it. All right, let's go.
And in Jamaica, a fat man with diabetes is saying he's going to be the country's next sprinting superstar. The story making headlines across the country. Justin Ajani's parents both represented Jamaica in long distance running, and Justin himself was an under-12s champion. Mm-hmm. However, after letting himself go, he hit 120 kilos by age 19. That's all changing now. Justin's saying he's got the determination to win gold and has picked up all the sponsorship needed to make it happen.
I'll sponsor him.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know about that one.
Around. Hopefully he does it.
Yeah, hopefully. All right, Rach, so we've got the UK parents who have divorced after a razor was used and the daughter got herpes, and that's just a mess. And then the second one was the gator, who actually was sitting on a blow-up toy. And did he just lounge? He didn't kill the dog, did he?
No, they were just hanging out. And then, yeah.
And then the third one was this Jamaican sprinter who's obese.
Yeah.
Well, pretty big. All right, Rach, do you think that you're ready?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lee, count us down.
Count you down. Three, two, one.
B.
B.
B. I'd say B.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Rachel, didn't explain. On three, you have to say which one you thought.
And a letter, not a number two, right?
Oh, yeah. And a letter. Yeah, yeah, and a letter.
Yeah.
To go two. Ah! So you say two and I say B. Well, that's the same thing. Okay.
Yeah. So you both reckon story two Lee, was the fake news.
Yes.
The fake news story was C.
That's for you. I just clicked you. As if the fake news story was C. Where did you come up with that? Is that you or is that a story?
That was me. I made that up all myself.
Lee Jolla, you were getting far too good at this.
Yeah,
you were getting absolutely... Lee, at night, what does he think about? What fake news stories can I... What do you do on Thursdays, Lee?
Fake news. It's all I think about.
Get up with...
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Let's go!
Trending now
at hits.com.au.
And as always, at this time of the morning, Mr. Dean McCarthy joins us live from Hollywood. Morning, Dean.
Good morning, guys. Hello, everyone. Hello, Cassis.
Hello. Hey, how's your Thursday, but our R&B Fridays? We know you love it.
Oh, my God, I love an R&B Friday. I get to enjoy Friday twice because I enjoy it in Australia and I enjoy it in America.
Aren't you a lucky guy? Hey, Dean, there's lots going on in Hollywood. Firstly, with Rihanna, we haven't heard of anything from her in a while and she's making headlines.
She's been really busy, actually. She's been working on some huge collaborations with companies like Louis Vuitton. Oh. She's suing her dad for using the brand Fenty to promote his own businesses and kind of essentially using her name to promote it. But here's the thing, right? So, like, for example, he created a company that was like a talent management company called Fenty. And that's like a direct, you know, that's Rihanna's last name, right? And she's suing him saying, you're using my name to kind of build your own brand. But remember, it's actually his last name. And actually, he's had it longer than her, really, if you think about it, right? So, like, she got the name from him. How's she going to get away with this suing of her own dad? I don't know. Time will tell, but only in Hollywood, babe. This is what they do.
Only in Hollywood. Like, I thought that, I don't know, for some reason I had in my head that Rihanna had, like, a good relationship / relo with her parents. This is crazy.
I think she used to. Yeah, I think she used to. Maybe not anymore.
I don't know. Look, Riri, well, we'll see what happens with that one, Dean. And Kimmy K and Kanye West have welcomed baby number 4. And the name is like, well, you can't expect anything less. Hey.
I know, right? So Sam West is the name of the 4th baby. And not only is that an interesting and unusual kind of name, they have already started businesses in Sam West's name. In fact, over 70 different businesses, 70 different companies.
What?
Let me read you some of them just to give you a bit of an idea.
Dang.
Everything from Sam's skin moisturizers, lotions, creams, bubble baths, puppets, puzzles, toy jewelry, toy cameras, toy food, bath toys, baby gyms, playground balls, mirrors, cushions, picture frames, playpens. They have just sort of every single possible thing
that
they can make money from, and they've already bought the rights.
The baby is days old, Dean. This is crazy. Oh, yeah, let's go. What are they going to be called? Sam West Playpens?
Maybe, yeah.
And you know what? They're probably going to go off chops. People are going to go crazy about them.
Yep, 100%.
Oh, my God. Also, quickly, Dean, who is going to be the next Wolverine or who do fans want to be?
Fans have started a petition. Over 20,000 people have signed. I think it's about, like, maybe at 30,000 or something by now.
Oh, wow.
It's so ridiculous. Danny DeVito. They want Danny DeVito to be the next. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I know, it's crazy, right?
Dean, where's that petition so I can sign it? Hilarious.
I know. Brilliant, isn't it?
Brilliant. Hey, you have a very good weekend, Dean, and we'll chat to you next week. Thanks so much for bringing us the Hollywood Goss Freshly Squeezed.
Bye, guys.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Cass without the Bodge, but we've got Tash from the Warhope Hockey Club in with us. How you going?
Good, thanks. Cass, how are you?
I'm good. Listen, I'm so happy you've come in because earlier in the week I was chatting about Shush Week.
Yeah.
And I'm being completely honest here, I hadn't heard about it before, but boy did I get around it. Like, I really, I'm really happy you came in because I know that the Warhope Hockey Club and a few other hockey clubs around the Mid-North Coast have really gotten behind it this year and in other years. For anyone who doesn't know what Shush is, can you please explain it to us?
So the Shush for Kids Week initiative is something that here in Port Macquarie, the Port Macquarie Hastings Hockey Association and our club, Warhope Hockey Club, has definitely gotten behind. It's a state initiative that Hockey New South Wales is supporting, that it's basically just telling parents, spectators, everyone involved in kids' sport to put the emphasis on the kids having fun and not things like winning. So if you don't have anything positive to say, don't say anything at all.
Really. Yeah. Right. So, look, we've seen, like, I used to play, I still play sport, actually, and it still kind of resonates now. But especially when we were younger, you're very, like, our kids are very influential. And if you've got, you know, parents or grandparents or family friends on the sideline actually yelling at the umpires or yelling at each other or yelling at teammates or on the opposing team in a nasty way, I just don't see how that's any benefit at all. And I've seen it firsthand. And we're not trying to shut everybody up, but if you are doing that, that can put the players off. And then you were telling me off air, actually, that is kind of then translating then off to the kids, and that's what we just don't want.
Yeah, exactly. The kids are extremely influential. And with kids playing sport, it's great getting them out and having being active.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Playing whatever sport that they want to do. But kids don't really care about winning too much. As long as they're having fun, making new friends and things,
learning
they
a
love
sport.
It, and they'll continue playing that sport throughout their year. At Warhope Hockey Club, we have players in our seniors that have been playing since they were 5 years old, and that's because they had such a positive environment when they were kids.
Yeah, totally.
And we want to keep doing that, and that's... Yeah, that's what this week is about, so...
Yeah, no, 100%. And so when you say shush week, it's not everyone shut up, you can't cheer at all.
No, no.
It's actually, you know, just designed to try and help a more positive environment, I think. And for people who may be in a situation, whether it's hockey or any sport, Tash, and they see something that they don't like, or they see a parent or a friend or a brother or sister getting a little bit antsy, what would you recommend they do?
So if they feel comfortable, if it's another parent, if you feel comfortable, just talk to them and just go, just calm down a little bit, be a bit more positive. If you don't feel comfortable, every single club has a
an organiser
or a coach that you can go to, and they'll be happy to talk to them. Because we do want to encourage this positive environment for the kids.
Yeah, 100%. That really is the thing. And I think in kids sport, as you said, if you're really enjoying it and the kids are having fun, they're going to continue to play it.
Yeah.
So Shush Week, although it's only a week, I really do like this initiative, and I hadn't heard about it before. It's on every year, but you don't want it to just go for 1 week, do you?
No. So this is an initiative. So this is the winter version. They also do a summer version for the summer sports as well.
Awesome.
It happens at the beginning of the season, and it's more of an awareness to remind all the players, spectators and everything, this should go on all season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just getting that
everyone's there
that
to have
idea
fun.
Out there, that everyone's there to have fun. Even the kids... There's kids that are on the sideline that are just there because their parents are playing or their brothers and sisters are playing.
Yeah, fair enough.
They can see you as well. So it's not just for the kids playing. It's for any kid that is in your area.
It's for an environment.
It's for an environment. It's to develop a really positive, happy environment for sport. And as we said, kids are influential. If they see you doing this, they think it's normal.
Yeah. And you know what, Tash, I was just thinking, it's no different to a professional sport. If you go to the rugby and someone is arcing up or going a little bit crazy, security are going to ask them to leave. And not that you guys are going to go to that extreme, but, well, I mean, you never know. That's the whole point here. There's no different to when you're playing at a local or school level or a young level. But sport is sport, and it's so fun. It really does clear your head. So let's hope that everyone's being positive. And simple things like shaking hands after a game and encouraging the other team. Like, obviously, you've got to get competitive. Like, that's part of the fun too. But, yeah, if everyone shushes in a nice way, I feel like Shush Week is very important.
Yes.
Tash, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and good luck with this season.
Thank you.
Get up with
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
It's time for Everyday Heroes.
That's okay. I need love.
Yes. All right. Well, Greek life is becoming very real again this weekend. I'm lucky enough to become a godmother again. Now, if you've been following my godmother tracks, I became a godmother about a month ago now to a little girl called Betty Rhodes, who's my cousin's daughter. And this weekend, I'm going to become a godmother again. It's actually a really nice story. My mum christened Demi, and she's like basically a cousin too. You know, we're all Greek, so just everyone's a cousin. And I'm christening Demi's little daughter, Isabel. So they're keeping it in the fam. I think that's actually the traditional thing to do in Greek culture. Not that I'm very good. I'm a little bit of a bad Greek. But either way, I'm so honoured. Her name's Isabel, and she is a very cute little kid. I just hope she doesn't cry, because the christening, the whole process takes almost an hour, I reckon. I've got to hold her, like, basically that whole time. And although these little bubbers, they're only 4 months old, they're very small. Let me tell you, I've... Preach it for the mums and dads out there. Like, your arm actually does weigh down. Like, it gets a bit sore, actually. But it's all in Greek. And some things they say in English, but the majority of the service is actually in Greek. And, I mean, as I said, I'm a bad Greek. I can't really understand a lot of it. And at the beginning of the service, obviously I'd never done this before. You don't become a godmother every day. And the word for godmother is nuna, I should say. So it's all in Greek, and the priest does say, like, come to the front and you've kind of got to just say yes to some things. So I'm standing at the front of the church. He's going off in Greek, saying all this stuff, and he goes, just say yes. So I'm going, neh, which means yes. I mean, I'm signing off these things that I don't even know, but I've just got to do what I can do, and that's just say yes, because I can only really say one or two words. I also ordered the bubonieres online, and the bubonieres are actually like the little take-home gift that you give to everybody. And I thought they were going to come like ready done with the chocolates in them. Like, that's what the picture said. Classic online life. It comes, and the boxes are actually flat packed. So yes, I'm going to have to do that all Saturday night in the lead up to Sunday. I'm going to be making all these bubonieres. I sent it to my parents' house, and I was like, guys, look what happened. These boxes are not what they set out to be. And my dad's like, well, life isn't always what it seems. And I was like, who's going to help me make like 200 of these bubonieres? No one's going to help me, I don't think, because I kind of got the cheaper ones. Anyway, not a big deal. I hope I do a good job this weekend. It is quite stressful. Wish me luck, Greek life.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get up with...
Are we ready?
Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
You're on Hit this morning with Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Now, Rach joined me in the studio. She's in our office here at Hit FM. Morning, Rach.
Good morning.
Hey, you joined us for fake news. We both lost.
Yeah, Lee won.
Wait, where's that sound? That sucked. Okay. But you're back in, and I said to you, Rach, I've got something exciting to tell you. But I lied.
Oh, I feel like so it's not exciting.
No, you're getting like lots of fake news this morning. Sorry, Rach.
Oh.
I've got something really sad that I need to talk to you about, all right? So I just wanted to start off with, if you're not okay, there's probably a helpline that you can speak to about this, or I'm happy to go through it with you, okay? Now, about 36 years ago, the Tarago, the Toyota Tarago came out, okay? Now, comfort and style... And it's got 8 seats, right? So it's just, it's actually comfort, style, class, whatever it may be. I had many rides in the Tarago. I don't know if you had in your life, have you?
Tarago? Not yet.
Oh, well.
I was hoping to.
Well, let me tell you, this vehicle is set to retire. Toyota has announced yesterday, so I'm trying to give a straight face, that the type of vehicle... That are to blame are similar ones to the Tarago. They're just doing better. That's what they said. And they said that basically the once popular Tarago is no more. Since 2004, the Tarago has been outsold by the Kia Carnival. And sales have been sliding. Despite the addition of a V6 engine option and more equipment, sales have literally plummeted to an all-time low. So instead, Rach, of the Tarago, Toyota is going to have a Grand Via. That's the new one. Can it outdo a Tarago?
It doesn't roll off the tongue the same, does it?
No. It doesn't roll off the tongue. You're exactly right. I'm angry.
Yeah, I'm a little sad. The music really hits home, though.
Thank you. I worked hard on that. All I'm trying to say to you right now is, do you think that they should get rid of the Tarago? It's been a staple. Like, literally three of my best friends had a Tarago in their families. They had, like, 100 kids. But I don't know. Like, do you have anyone who might need a Tarago? Or
my
did you?
Sister. Amanda has 6 kids, and she needs a new car. She has 6 kids. Okay. The Tarago would be perfect.
Well, now she's never going to get one, unless it's a second hand or one that she, you know, finds off the street or something. Because
I might get you to call her. I don't think I can tell her.
You don't think you can tell her?
No, I'm a bit too upset about
All I'm saying is I'm going to have to call. We'll have to call Amanda, your sister, and my best friend, Minnie, and tell them, and anyone here in the Mid-North Coast, if you are a Tarago lover, you're not a fighter with these Vitas or whatever they're called.
Tarago no more.
You're a Tarago lover. From everyone here at Hit FM, our sincere condolences.
Get up with
Cass and Butch on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
That's about that time. Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Yeah, let's go, go.
Oh, all right. It's getting crazy. Rach, $100 on the line this morning for the 5 in 10. Are you keen?
I am keen.
This is your first 5 in 10. How are you feeling?
I'm excited.
All right, let's check how Broden is feeling. Good morning, Broden. How are you going?
Running good yourself?
We're going well. Okay, so what would you do if you won $100? I know it's not, you know, 800 like we had yesterday, but being $100 richer has got to make you happy.
It would probably go towards my holiday.
Oh, nice. I like that too. I like these holiday answers. It shows everyone's treating themselves. All right, Broden, you've got 10 seconds on the clock. Rach has got the question for you, and I need 5 correct answers, okay?
Okay.
Okay, take it away, Rach.
Alrighty, Broden, please name 5 famous bridges in America.
Gateway.
Oh, I feel like that 10 seconds went for ages. I don't know what was happening.
Bit of a toughie.
That was a hard one, Broden. Look, good effort. It's a bit of a tough one. Obviously, it's in America, not here. But you got the Golden Gate Bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Royal George Bridge. Did you say the Gateway?
Yeah,
that's one. Nice one. And then we've got George Washington. And you know the one that I knew that is so random I knew, like I'm proud of myself, is the Hoover Dam Bypass. Nice. That's considered a bridge.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have had that one.
No. All right, well, Broden, you're not going away empty-handed. Rach and I are going to give you a $100 tradie undie voucher.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So there's four. You can have it for yourself, or you can have it for a lady, or you can actually have it for a baby. So what one do you reckon you'd go for? What style?
Probably have to buy the girlfriend some clothes and then nice probably spend on me.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Hey, so stay on the line and we'll grab your deets. Okay, Broden?
Okay.
Nice work. All right. Well, we got $110 on the line for Monday's 5 and 10, and that's all thanks to Newtons, the only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. All right, this is the new track. It's featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. It's called Old Town Road. Send us a message anytime. Hit Mid North Coast Facebook and tell us what you think. Do you like it? Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the...
You're on Hit This Morning with Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. We've just got Joe on the line. Hey, Joe, how you going?
I'm good, Cass. How are you?
I'm going well. We've got Rach in the studio as well, and Rach was tabbing a little foot along to that one. What did you think of Billy Ray Cyrus featuring in Old Town Road?
I love it. It's a great song.
Yeah, you're into it? Are you a Billy Ray Cyrus fan?
Well, kind of, but I was just wondering, when was the last time Billy Ray Cyrus was actually in the Australian Top 40? Would it have been Achy Breaky Heart? Like, is that the last time we saw him?
Well, it's the last time I can remember, let me tell you that.
Me too.
Do you reckon this will make it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joe's a fan. Do you reckon he's a hottie? Girls, what do we think?
He's not bad, but...
He's not bad, but maybe not your cup of tea. All right, well, there we go.
No, not quite.
Joe, thanks so much for your call. You have a great Friday.
No worries. Thanks, Cass. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
And we are chatting MasterChef. We've got Blake on the line, who was eliminated last night, but big stuff in store for him. Morning, Blake. How you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, you had that, like, well, it's Legends Week, and last night you had Yotam.
Yotam?
How do you say it?
Look, I get confused myself, to be honest. I don't know, should we just roll with Yotam?
Yeah, let's roll with Yotam. How is he? Like, he is a chef from the UK, and I've heard about him before, but I've never known how to say his name. How is his interactions with all the other judges? Did they get along? Was there a little bit of battle of the taste buds?
Yeah, well, I mean, he had quite an entrance, didn't he? Rolling in like a rock star on, in the chopper. No, he was cool. I think he's been on before and, you know, all the boys love what he's doing and love what he's about. I've watched him on telly before and, he's really known for sort of, I guess, making vegetables really tasty and, just
that
really
is hard
simple
to do.
And nice food. So he's awesome. It was super cool to cook for him.
Well, also, so you've had Legends Week, and out of all of the chefs who've come on, who's been your favourite chef?
Look, probably Rick Stein. I followed Rick pretty closely, and obviously I love Spanish food and love Spain, and so does Rick. So having him come through those doors, that was a pretty awesome surprise.
And I can imagine.
To be able to cook for him and have him eat my food, that was, it was all pretty surreal.
And look, who do you reckon's got it in the bag to be MasterChef 2019?
Oh,
I know.
Tough one. Look, probably my roomie and good mate, Derek, I reckon. I reckon he's a sniff.
Oh, my God. Freaking love Derek. Like,
he's
seriously, his fried chicken, by the way, I almost jumped through the TV to get that one.
Yeah,
it's awesome. 100%. Also, with your, it was a challenge last night. You were with Tati and Ben as well?
And Ben, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. So how was that? Look, it didn't turn out quite the way you wanted it. What would you have changed, obviously? There's a couple of things, but I mean, everyone makes mistakes. And under that pressure, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I'm kicking myself because, you know, I grew up in an Italian family. So, you know, deli meats and all that should be my forte. And mixing up with the copper and the brisola, that was a silly mistake. And, yeah, it's that pressure that you were talking about. You know, it's something that you definitely know, but your mind just spits out the wrong word. And I knew it straight away. And that's what put me into the second round. And then... burning the herbs, it sort of got me a little bit frazzled, and then I just really ran out of time towards the end and had to do the potatoes in the mixer. And
It was like you had to put potatoes in a mixer. Oh my God, Blake, you went like to different levels last night, didn't you? Would you ever put potatoes in a mixer again?
Yeah, I absolutely.
You sure will.
I do it at home all the time. So the thing is, all you have to do is put a little attachment in and it doesn't blend it up as much and release all the starch and turns out perfect. So
that's your one tip. When you say attachment, what do we mean? Oh, like a different attachment in the blender?
A butterfly attachment for the Thermomix, yeah.
Okay, noted. Butterfly attachment for a Thermomix when you're blending potatoes. Can't say I've done that, Blake. But look, big things for you coming up here that you hope to open your restaurant one day.
Yeah, look, I'd love to. I've moved into the kitchen from the bar at my parents' restaurant since being eliminated, so that's going really well. And, you know, just learning the craft at the moment and honing my skills, and hopefully one day I'll be able to open up my own place.
And maybe, Blake, I don't mean this in a bad way, but you might even make your own blender. Seriously, Blake's Blenders. I can see it now.
Just potato puree.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on the show, and best of luck with everything.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Blake.
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast here.
You're on Hit This Morning with Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Now, we've got some kids from the Camden Haven High School and some lovely teachers in this morning chatting all about We Care. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning.
Got a full studio here. We'll start off with Rob, who runs the Wellbeing Centre. Tell us a little bit about that. And I saw the program and the initiative We Care, and I've never heard anything like it.
Camden Haven community is a pretty special community, and the feeder schools all share a pretty common ethos, and that is we care.
Yeah.
So what we do is we teach the kids to care for themselves, care for the community, and care for others. So we really want the kids to know that they're known and that they're valued and they're cared for. So we build a wellbeing centre, and we've got a team of people who are pursuing all those avenues to make sure that kids feel safe and are looked after.
Yeah, that's awesome. To be honest, I haven't heard of any other school, or I'm sure there are some out there, but this is awesome, and that's why it really grabbed me. And we've got Nat here as well to talk a little bit about the community.
Yeah, so the We Care activity was pretty much to show that the school is inclusive and we accept all the students, and that was like the approach to our bullying at school and keeping it positive and making sure that all this, like Rob said, all the students are known, valued and cared for.
Each and every one of them, and I think that's what the focus is for you guys, which is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, okay, we've got some fresh new faces in here as well. Good morning. Who's going to go first?
I'll go.
All right.
So we had...
Well, I'll get you to introduce yourself, just so all of our listeners can remember.
So I'm Mia Windred. I'm one of the school captains at Camden Haven High.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about... We had a day called Don't Be Mean Behind the Screen, which was sort of an anti-bullying day that we had that focused more on online activity, because it's not just a issue that's at school. Like, it's
online
wherever.
Online now, yeah.
Yeah, wherever. So we had students do two murals. One we threw paint at to decorate, and the other one was everyone sign their name on it, like a pledge to say that they would only say nice things online.
A pledge? Oh, my God, this is legit.
Yeah.
This is legit. I like that.
And then another thing we did was we wrote nice signs and took photos, like, complimenting our friends. And, yeah, so that was a day about positivity.
Yeah, and if you don't have something nice to say, you know, just don't say it at all. Exactly. I learnt that from a very young age. It was honed into me, so I remember that now. All right, take two.
All right, I am William Jackson. Yeah. I am the vice captain.
Nice one.
At Camden Haven. And so along with the anti-bullying day, we've also got a heap of other stuff. We've got the Farm Fit Day, which was raising money for farmers both here and out west during the drought. We had the Pink and Blue Day, which is raising money for cancer, both men's and women's. We have our, on that day, we have our annual futsal teachers versus staff.
Oh.
Staff versus students, I should say, sorry.
Who won that one, Will?
Unfortunately,
haven't they? The past few years.
The teachers won last year.
Guys, are you kidding me? Come on.
Yeah. That was the year above us. We'll blame them. That, of course, is also hosted by our lovely Rob over here.
Yeah, Rob, the well-being guru. Yeah, so you guys have got heaps going on with the community and with the school. And as you said as well, online is a huge forum for kids these days. So, and a lot of the bullying does start from there. So WeCare is an awesome initiative. And we've got another new little face over there who has some other things to say about what you guys are doing at Camden Haven High.
Hi, so my name's Xanthi. I'm also another captain. For National Sorry Day, we held an assembly at school in response to say that we care. We included some Indigenous elders from around the area and a massive shout-out to Auntie Rhonda, who postponed her wedding day by a day to come to see us. That's just amazing. Like, you're amazing, Auntie Rhonda. Everybody loves her. It also included the unveiling of our new school elementals, the four of them for our school houses. And we also had a video and a lovely talk by Rob Shudo, the one and only, to say that we care and to show everybody there that whether it's National Sorry Day, whether it's the Farm Fit Day, whether it's whatever day, we care all the time, and that's what's important for it. So,
The teachers and the SRC worked really hard on the house elementals to make it more inclusive and not just, you know, Camden Haven, Watson Taylor. It's Wurrung and all the Indigenous and using Biripi language to make the elementals special.
Yeah. And guys, you never know what's going on behind closed doors in someone's house, so that's why We Care All the Time is super awesome.
And we try and teach the kids, it's not just the teachers who are responsible for bullying and the support and care for others. Every child who sits beside another student is responsible for each other. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it really special and really unique. And ultimately, what you may have seen on the television just recently was all the kids decided that we were going to go down the oval and we built this huge human We Care sign and we threw a drone over the top of it. And it just was an extraordinary community event that brought everyone together again to say, you know, that common message, care for yourself, care for others, and care for your community, which is just gold.
You're doing just gold is the perfect way to explain it. And it's not just about your school. It's about, you know, really the Mid-North Coast. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Absolutely.
Keep it up. And I really can't wait to hear what else you guys get up to. Thanks for joining us and getting out a little bit of school, hopefully.
thanks for having us.
Get up with Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast hit.